Okay, brother. Jack, I love old Jack. I'm glad he's here. I told him, I said, I'll be there Sunday, God willing, but you go ahead. And he said, well, I'll, if you don't be there, you know, get ready and everything when you come or you want to preach. I said, I would never do that. I told you to preach. I don't care if I do be there. I would never do that. I'll come and say, well, I'll preach now. Oh, I never do that. But I'm glad to be back here. This spell of pneumonia beside what I already had. The doctor was surprised because he had told me, said, your regular condition is doing pretty good there, so I don't want to see you in a month. I feel pretty good, you know. He come back home and had something else, pneumonia. So when I saw him, he said, what you doing? You? And I told him about the pneumonia. He said, my God. He said, well, your condition and pneumonia go together. I said, well, you separate them and get them a divorce. But God was able.
Amen.
I was just talking with John yesterday at the hospital, and pneumonia was working on me. And I haven't had a temperature since I left here. And God worked that thing, brought it out. It weakened me. It took something out of me this time, but not before. But I'm grateful. And I want to thank you for your kind generosity. I kind of wanted to be here on that 25th time, 25 years. But you were so kind and generous. And you know I always give a tenth of everything. So here it is. I want to thank all of you. Nobody made you do it. I've never asked you for a nickel in 25 years. I never asked you to give me an anniversary in 25 years. Never will. But I'm glad that you stayed together and kept the church. I said I'm glad Brother Jackson is here with us. A lot of people wanted to come by, you know, and I said to myself, yeah, you need to go right on by. He wants to stop, he can. You know, I mean, people will come in and they never want to see you. Mm-hmm. But then when you're incapacitated, you want to preach so you can raise him some money. Well, see, I can raise something there, shouldn't I? Well, last Saturday morning, Brother Jackson came by to see me. And I had a previous a doctor, young Christian lady, a white girl, Jean Bridget. And she found out that I was a preacher. I think that was about the second or third time I went there. And she hadn't been a war doctor. And she reminded me of my little girls around here, you know, Lena and Lucy and Judy and all of them, you know, just like my little girls. And she's a Christian, a southern girl, a white girl. In her 20s. Teen doctor. But you wouldn't think it, you know, just that doctor like that, you know. And she'd always run in to check on me. And I got ready to be discharged. She said, well, I'll take your prescription down so when you get ready to go, it'll already be sealed and ready. You want. And we used to talk about Christ. You know, as much as we could together. I mean, she'd come by, sit on bed with me, you know. So when I went into emergency the other night, last Sunday morning, the other Sunday morning I was there about 2 o'clock. And passed, she saw an emergency and saw me and she looked and waved at me, you know. And saw me later and said, you sure were sick? I said, yes, I know. And so I was coming down with Brother Jackson the other day. So when I walked to the visitor's front there with him, and I just happened to look back. And this little doctor, the lady was coming. And I said, Jack, I said, she was my doctor, it's Dr. Bullman. And she came up. I looked around, you know, and she came up, threw her arm around and hugged me to kiss me. And I looked around, Jack, and I don't know where you were. That's a white lady. I don't make you call him a doctor. So that's not too easy when he tell it. Because I could only see the back of you. But it's so unusual. Then we walked on to the front. She says, "Miss Stanley said we'll be praying for you at our church tomorrow." And I said, "Well, thank you. I need it very much." Sunday night, I came up to the elevator, telephone, and I said, I called Mama and sit down here and talk to an amputee there in a wheelchair. And they're sitting there talking Sunday night. And Dr. Bolden came by and she said, "How are you?" I said, "I appreciate that child, you know?" So, you can see we was well taken care of. Up yonder and down here. You know, Jack, I really got a lot out of it this morning. And I said, "Well, Jack jumped a hit on me. I wanted to preach from that. And I'm going to jump a hit of you. Maybe you can take it and beat me to it again." And I had some companion scriptures to go with that. In Hosea, chapter 7. Refer to Esau, Ephraim, as a cake not turned. Ephraim mixed himself with the people, and he's like a cake unturned. You don't know how big heart could be. And then he goes on further, say, "Jack, Ephraim is like a silly dove without heart." And then the scripture used, as you put that together, which has to do with mixture, insensibility to the call of God, like he's trying to say, he's more insensible, but they were sensible to Egypt. When Egypt got that rope around them, they wanted to get out, wanted to run to Assyria. Assyria would break them out and get that rope off and run back to Egypt. Instead of going to God in faith. That was good, Jack. And I just appreciate you children so much. God willing, I preach next Sunday. I'm going to preach two sermons, Sunday and next Sunday after that, God willing. I just want to deal with prayer next Sunday, maybe. And next time, how do you read your Bible? How do you read it? Jesus said, "How readest thou?" And men are always praying and not faint. And God willing, we will be preaching next Sunday morning. If not, Jack is here. I told him once before that if I'm here, I'm not here. Even if it's Sunday morning when I am here, I may look like I'm feeling in the pink. But you always come here prepared to preach. If I didn't have confidence in him, I wouldn't have told him that. I told him to be prepared at that gate. You know, I've known him for quite a while. I'm just glad he's here with us. I'm so proud of you. Amen. I'm just thinking about you, children. Thought about 25 years ago, we might have him at 2 o'clock the other night. Amen. Went back 25 years and come on up. We laughed so many times, Cliff, about how many people tried to get at us and call themselves our friends in the Texas. And how they was trying to get at her. And I said, "God, you just exactly, baby. When they pull them off of you, to keep me from pulling my knife." Because what they didn't know was messing with you. It only took God. And I was ready for you. I think you found that out. But how God kept us, and we never had to have any kind of stuff. People couldn't take it left. Because some died. unchanged. But we went back 25 years, and it all came down to this. Thank you, Lord, for this association. 25 years. Yes, one of them people put up with me for 25 years. But I came here with a purpose. To build a church from the inside. You saw it, didn't you? Some of them couldn't follow it because they were so steeped in tradition. Didn't know anything but tradition. And hardly knew that. But they thought they knew everything. And I was looking at him all the time. And begin to find out. Oh. And he didn't know all the time, I don't know. Oh. I didn't try to browbeat you. I was for him. I'm always fine. Jesus was for him. Anybody who's not for him is silly. I'm for him in anything. You know? Now let's take this time because 25 years. I tell my wife, I'm going to be like I am with the scripture. If they want another preacher, they can get him. I will hear it another way when I came here. But God turned me. And when them things got together and called it going to send anything that was done and they called me, send me the notice down, call and everything, and them idiots. If any of you here now who are in that group, well, I think you know what I'm talking about, you. Because at that time you were idiots, you may not be so idiotic now. But the idiots who went for that, I told my wife, I said, Frost and Miles, Frost and Moon, that hospital, man. Never forget the way Mother Miles looked. He looked like he's 4 years old. He came there, and he said, well, he said, they beat us. I said, beat you. See, they did away with everything in the dark. I said, oh, you go home, go sleep, man. Late at night, it's late. You've been up late. You go home, go sleep. I'll be there. And they had already rescinded the call. They started it. I mean, the idiots. And how could he? I knew Brother Miley looked like he got that small. He thought I was crazy. I don't blame you for thinking that's crazy. You had to meet him, you know, and you knew who you were meeting with. And Brother Meyer looked at me. She said, going home, you want to come in the house? I told him, I said, late, boy. And I said, listen, I will be there. And I imagine you went home wondering how in the world you're going to get there. They done voted it out. But I think 25 years has let you know that I did come here. Didn't it? But God had that thing fixed. I was working in the Bureau of Public Assistance, and I'm Adam Graham. And this particular day, I just walked on home for lunch. I worked like the work like a month. I walked on home. And my wife was just working at General Hospital, and I sat down and had me some lunch. I sat down. Just me and God. And I was talking to him. And you know, if you listen, God talked to you. I sat there. And I talked to God. And I tell you all I said. For him, like my wife says sometimes, I told it to him like he didn't know nothing about it. And I told him. And you know, all of a sudden, I start talking loud. Mm-hmm. If I talk to somebody in the house. I said, well, thank you, God, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. The next thing I know, you called me. But see, I was called before you knew me, to all of it. And I have lived to see some people. And some changes made. People have tried to destroy us. And we laugh at them, laugh with them, that booger got hungry, I tried to help feed him. But you've been so kind and generous for 25 years. I think I ought to take this time to tell you about yourself. I don't have to lure you up to make you do nothing, but at the same time, even my dog, I said, do such and such a thing. Make the command, do a thing, come back to me. I pet the dog. It's a good dog. You know? I'm not doing to do nothing. Bragging on her. Just giving appreciation. And that's all I want to do this morning. Appreciate your kindness. Nobody make you do it, do they? Even such sweet people, 25 years. You know I won't be here no 25 years, so a lot of us won't be here 25 years. If I don't be here for 25 hours, I want you to know I'm grateful for God bringing us together as a family. And you can see some parts of this generation to be raised up that will serve him, being operative right now, can't you? You can see it, can't you? Praise for that for 25 years. I'm willing to wait. I can see the results. And like I say, when I go to the hospital or something like that, I'm not afraid about my wife at home, but that protection inside there. I'm not afraid about church with these fellows we have around here. And the many girls coming on now, but these officers, the young men, I'm not afraid. No spurious doctrine is coming in here. Preacher came by here the other day, said he was a preacher, you know. And he came in and somebody was telling me some comments to me in Sunday school, said it wasn't necessary. And I thought, oh, Lee Youngster got a hold of him, my man. And informed him, because he was out of the sticks. I think my immune system was here. They're going to recognition as a preacher. And I said, I'm glad you told me. I don't recognize him as a preacher either. He sat out there in the audience, gave a card, Reverend so-and-so. William Smith, huh? On the card. He said, I have a visitor here this morning. I said, his name is William Smith. He said, yeah. I said, hello, Bill. He didn't want that. Recognize me as a preacher. And I want you to know a preacher is just another man. You get it? And yeah, then back here. Come find out. He used to be one of them $10 Sundays. He used to be when you were there. Now, children, I want you to keep on praying for me. And I pray for you. And let's remember the purpose of a church. Our approval. Good, Jack Daniels. Already here. What do you want to know? Amen. You got the covenant right here. Amen. It's right here. Let's go by. Now again, I want to praise you for following the program when you didn't understand it. Following when you couldn't see. If I understood it, wouldn't have to follow it. I could lead it. And if I could see, I wouldn't have to exercise faith. Bless your heart. And God keep you. And let's pray for each other. Let's labor together. And do one thing. Is not try to ally yourself with the element of the world. Just let these people Jack talked about. From one thing to another instead of God. Stay with God. The purpose of the church is win souls for Christ. That great commission gives the whole purpose. Make disciples. And then he said, and teach them. That's what we have tried to do here. Make disciples and teach. What else is it? What is it? That's the program. That's why we've been giving these lessons all these years. And I hope I can be able to give some more. And leave some with you when I'm gone. You can have something to say. You got something now you can review on and go back. Any announcements? Other than our regular ones?
No, just one announcement, Pastor. Kind of like what you said. We are continuing to bring the study that he's been giving us on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. As a matter of fact, this coming Tuesday night, we can finish it to bring the Bible lesson. And then on that next particular Tuesday night, another officer will be bringing the lessons. The pastors provided these lessons, we're reviewing them, and we're learning about God's Word. Amen.
I love these kids and brats. I want that, like Jackson said, he feel like a strength. I want to get behind him, and if he leans back, I'm going to push him. Get off me. Get back up there. Get on back up there. Well, I like that. But that's because of that compatible relationship. You know? I've never had nobody, my pastor, nobody else, offer me one aid in the ministry since I've been preaching. You hear my pastors come and talk about my son. He never sees me as a son, so they're hating me time I started preaching. Now, I don't mind telling him. And just lying, going out laughing, good, you know, this old fella was against me from the day I started preaching. Talk about Reverend Reed. You know, Reverend Reed was a very ignorant old man. One of them ignorant old kids. I don't like to say that about nobody, but Reed, boy. Well, Reed, you should have let nobody teach you the truth. You got more education than you. And I look at him and I say, I'm sorry. If I had nobody to help me, I didn't need them, thank God. But if I can be of help to anybody, I'm going to give it all I can to them. If I can help Jackson, if you think I can, I sure will. Or anybody else for that matter. All right.
God bless you, Pastor Stanley. We love you too, man. You know, you've really strengthened and helped us. You know, while I was just listening to what he just said, I was rejoicing. Stop that, Lucy. I was just rejoicing in how much of a family we there at Olivet are. If some of you are listening to this tape, which is, I like to call our 25th anniversary special, we'd like you to know that Olivet would like to, if you're looking for a church home where you can worship with a group of people that just have one thing in mind, and that's winning souls to Christ, we invite you to come to Olivet. We're located at 976 East Jefferson Boulevard in Los Angeles. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, our morning worship at 11 o'clock, and we have evening worship at 7:30. We have Tuesday night Bible studies, as you've heard me say on this tape, at 8 o'clock every Tuesday night. If Pastor Stanley or Reverend Jackson are bringing the Bible studies, one of the officers are providing good meat from the Word of God. We invite you to come down and partake of some of this good food with us. If you are a believer and you just like to come and visit a church on Sunday morning other than your own place of worship, we'd like you to know at Olivet, we welcome you there. You have our warm, hearty invitation to come and worship the Lord with us. Come to fellowship with us. If you're looking for a church home, I'll tell you, as Joshua told the people as they traveled through the wilderness, come and go with us, for we will do you well. God bless you. This has been a special of the Point 8 Tape Ministry, which is an outreach of evangelism of the Olivet Baptist Church, taped in March of 1982. God bless you.